maybe that last one you read, the one from her, my talk, last talk with her. Oh boy, that was an experience.
She really.
Man.
She has a lot of tolerance and bitterness.
Yes. She's even more so.
Because of the woman. She has the overlay of the woman.
Somewhat more leftish than.
Oh, hell yes. Yes.
I do not think she's communist.
Oh, no, I agree.
At times,
it doesn't help to even say it if she were.
No. I think she, at times, fears or feels she must watch and not let communists go too far there. Although the Russian communists, the right wing communists, both of her. The left-wing communists are her enemies. And the most astounding thing in our entire conversation was her allegation that we were working with the left-wing communists to undermine her and her party. I said that's the most fantastic proposition I've ever heard, Madam Prime Minister. What possible interest would we have that paralleled that of the CPN, your left-wing communists? So, anyway.
Well, now, tell me about the Keating plans.
The Keating plans are the following. I still have some debriefing, debunking, delousing, and decontamination to do at the State Department for about 3 days. I go back to New York Thursday. I'm spending one day in New York. I go to the convention Saturday. And, you know what they've done in New York. The governor and all the state officials and everybody are honorary delegates. And the floor is being filled by the disadvantaged, namely blacks, women, and young. So, that's the idea.
Now, well, if you ever get up among some of our Jewish friends,
oh, I know.
New York, you want to make this point about the quotas. Say, well, you know, I guess quota, you're for excellence. You're for everybody showed up. Say, now you take the president's White House staff. This is the present time's chief economic advisor, Mr. Stein, is Jewish. The head of the Federal Reserve is Jewish. The head of the National Security Council is Jewish. So these are three of the most tolerable positions in America, all appointed by this president. He said, if you had quota system, which appointments can only be made on the basis of quotas of the population, the president would have to fire two and say that Dr. Kissinger can spend only one quarter of his time because that is what a quota would be for Jews.
Six very two. Well, as a matter of fact,
is this true? Why do we have Jews? We don't have them because they're Jews. I'm not trying to pick it. Because God damn it, they're able.
That's it.
I stick it right to them.
Well, it isn't necessary this year to stick it to them the way I'm used to doing in the past. Because you're so popular with Mrs. Meyer and
we are
Jewish leaders. We should be, but yeah. It's reflected.
It is.
I have many Jewish friends in just the few days I've been in New York, Democrats, who told me they're going to vote for me.
Don't let the governor get off the hook on that. He's, of course, saying, well, he'll send troops to Israel. On a swim. We're going to get rid of all of our carriers at 16-6. How the hell are they going to get there? If we're going to cut off aid to Greece, where are they going to stage? How the hell are you going to get them there? Is it a viable policy to say, to have your only option in the event that Syrian troops move under Jordan and threaten Israel, that your only option is to threaten mutual annihilation for the United States and Russia? See? In the dullest years, a policy of massive retaliation was totally credible because we had 20-to-1 advantage. Right now, it's totally incredible because we're equal. And that is why we've got to have 6 weeks. We've got to have NATO if we're going to defend our friends in Israel. Oh, so you can make out on the case.
Oh, yes. And
And also, I really think you ought to play the Jewish. Play the harp. You've talked to me. Sherman. So this president is the best guarantee of all, because, as he put it this way, Israel doesn't need American troops. Israel needs, because Israel can take care of all of its enemies with its own forces. Israel, you know, he knows it. What Israel needs is a president strong enough, and America strong enough, to hold the ring against the Russians. Don't you hear it, three?
I do it.
There's the better weakness.
That's right.
And his commitment is absolute, and he keeps his word. That's the other thing. The president keeps his word.
That's right. And that's what she has said several times. She said it to some top leaders. I don't know whether it's all filtered back. I appreciate this opportunity to have served out there.
Well,
I think
it served in the biggest democracy in the world. So.
Well, not only that's a cliche. I've said that so often, it's about all we have in common.
That's right.
But in the last 3 years, difficult as it was, I think it's the most interesting post that there was.
Sure, you got a war.
That's right. And a Cold War with the U.S. So, all together...
Here's a poster of action. Do you really have it? Mark usually is just entertaining dignitaries.
Yeah.
And they ask the Prime Minister.
Well, I told Bill Rogers when I called on him, they said, you know, when we talked first, I said, I don't want to be the ambassador unless there's a real challenge somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you called me and said, well, I have that challenge. And I said, you sure gave it to me in space.
Yeah. So, one thing I would like to do, which you know as an old politician, is you should talk, if you go around, take as much poetic license as you like. I sat and talked to the president, and he told me this about, you know, the Jewish thing, about other groups, about our reception in Poland, how much we love the Polish people, about if you get into economics, talk a little about starting to happen to wealth distribution. That affects our Jewish friends too, you know.
Oh, I know.
They're liberal, but they don't want their money all taken away.
That's right.
We are all that way. And another point I think could be made, you as a former judge, don't overlook certain audiences, particularly your Italian, in other words, on the fringes of the ghetto, the fact that we have turned around permissiveness in this country. We don't have an asshole like Ramsey Clark, over given aid cover to the enemy, as head of the FBI. Crack our demagogue to help to say that I said we're going to continue to appoint to the courts men who take a strong view with regard to strengthening the peace forces. Be with the cops. That's one thing. You can be very liberal on civil rights and all that sort of thing. But
yeah,
be with the cops.
I agree. The cops all support, nearly all support me in my lifetime.
Sure.
Because they, and they're a powerful force, you have to be careful for the cops, because there's another side of time.
Right, that's
a better commission.
Thank you very much for giving me a appropriate response for your
3 years have you been there?
Yes, 3 years.
A little over.
I want one of those watches for the center. It's not an expensive one. It looks expensive, but a friend of mine made up a few watches for very distinguished people.
Very nice indeed.
Including retired ambassadors. There's your watch.
Thank you very much.
What it is, it's a conductor on whatever it's worth on that. Just get it because it's just sealed on. It's great. That's not what it has on the back.
How do you get it?
sometimes as effective as